USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Russia should be finished calling up reservists in 2 weeks, promising an end to divisive mobilization that's seen hundreds of thousands of men summoned to fight in Ukraine and huge numbers flee the country. In the meantime, a Western official said some of the newly mobilized Russian troops were already on the battlefield taking casualties and that their presence was unlikely to turn the tide. It's hard to find a China watcher who thinks President Xi Jinping won't keep his grip on power as the Communist Party meets for its week-long Congress on Sunday. Few expect a third Xi term to deviate from policies he and the party have established as priorities, even if there are many reasons why change might be essential. China watchers want to know how Xi will steer the country through youth unemployment, high debt, the carnage of the property development crisis, and the balance between managing COVID and economic health. Flu numbers are up in the U.S.
Reports of flu and other respiratory illnesses are higher than what would normally be seen in the United States at this time of year. This is according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Typically, flu season ramps up in December and usually peaks in February. It is anticipated that the agency will say the flu and similar viral illnesses are notably high in Arkansas, California, Georgia, Louisiana, and Texas. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Following Friday night's debate, Republican Senate candidate Herschel Walker held a press conference Saturday to emphasize his platform as the state heads into their final weeks before the midterm elections. On Saturday morning, Walker attacked Warnock's apparent wokeness and continuing to try and tie him to President Biden's policies, saying Democrats are more interested in dividing Georgian voters rather than uniting them. This is USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Southwest Florida continues their recovery efforts from Hurricane Ian. FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell and Governor Ron DeSantis toured Fort Myers Beach Saturday to see the recovery efforts in the region. During a press conference, Governor DeSantis gave an update on one of the last barrier islands still waiting for power.
As we were able to get that bridge done on Pine Island in record time, you've had all these crews have been able to go work on there. You got close to 80% of the power fully restored now on Pine Island with all the damage that they had.
Democratic U.S. Senator Raphael Warnock and Republican challenger Herschel Walker took the stage Friday night in Savannah, debating a range of issues. Their showdown is one of the most closely watched contests in the November midterms. Both candidates had supporters on hand. The former mayor of Savannah, Otis Johnson, believes Warnock came out the winner.
For me, I just reinforced my decision that our current senator needs 6 more years.
Seasonal daylight savings time could end in the U.S., if the House goes along with the Senate plan to make it permanent. In a formal hearing, the House Energy Committee heard testimony. The clock changing is linked to increased risk of depression, stroke, and sleep disruption, says Children's National Hospital sleep expert Dr. Thomas Howell Brown. In March, the U.S. Senate, by unanimous consent, passed legislation to make daylight saving permanent as of 2023 and to put a halt to the clock changing, and the president agreed. For U.S. Radio News, I'm Tony Maruso.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.